Hi, everyone. Welcome to Flock Talk. I'm Jordan Sloggett, and I work for the farmer members of the Ontario Sheep Farmers Organization. This week, I'm excited to have James Clark, the territory manager for Ontario with Gallagher, joining us. Gallagher is known for its innovative farm management solutions, and today we'll explore how their products and services can benefit Ontario sheep farmers. Welcome, James, and thank you for joining Flock Talk.
Thanks for having me.
James, can you start off by telling me a little bit about yourself and how you came to join the team at Gallagher?
Yeah, so I grew up in southern Quebec, spending a lot of my time on my grandparents' dairy farm. I grew up on the South Shore of Montreal, kind of that in-between country and city, so I got the best of both worlds. Took me a while to figure out I really loved agriculture and wanted to go back to it, so I went to McGill for farm management technology and then roamed Ontario trying to try a bunch of different agricultural practices, winemaking, pig farmers, greenhouses, all that kind of stuff. And finally, just I found sales position not in agriculture, and then I was able to combine the two when the guy who had been here for 27 years doing Quebec retired, and they were looking for a bilingual person who had some experience in agriculture and had a degree in agriculture. So that's how I came to Gallagher. I've been here for 5.5 years.
Nice. Well, it's funny how often you hear that story of it's almost like the reluctance to get into agriculture. And maybe it's because older generations can sometimes not speak so kindly about a career in agriculture, especially if they, you know, a career growing up on a farm can be very different than a career in agriculture, but not necessarily farming. But that sounds like quite the journey that you've had.
Absolutely. I mean, my dad was that kind of guy who was like, I left the farm. Why are you going back?
Yeah. Can you give us an overview of Gallagher's view of the sheep industry in Ontario and the opportunities that you see for sheep farmers to be profitable?
Absolutely. So Gallagher at its core is electric fencing. William Gallagher Sr. invented the electric fence back in 1938 when he was trying to keep his favorite horse off of his favorite truck. And it's a great story, and it just went from there. So electric fencing is our biggest thing, but we've diversified into a lot of things so that we can continue to survive and thrive. So in Canada and Ontario, we also sell waterers for sheep, cows, other livestock, and weighing equipment for all of those livestock as well. So in terms of for the overview of sheep, we look at livestock as this great potential, this great investment, and you want to maximize your investment just like you do at the bank. You want to protect your investment just like you do with insurance. That's what an electric fence does. You can use it as a tool for rotational grazing, and you can also use it as a tool to protect against predators.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That matches perfectly with the Ontario Sheep Farmers theme for our kind of the theme for the year and the theme for the upcoming AGM and convention, which is return on investment. So we're passionate about that as well. To start off with some of your products for pasture-based producers, Gallagher's well known for its electric fencing solutions. Can you talk about the products that you offer and how they're suited for farms in Ontario?
Absolutely. So we have a range of electric fencing from super temporary small flocks to large permanent flocks. And so, you know, the biggest thing that we're trying to convey to Ontario sheep farmers, among others, is rotational grazing, pasture management, and how you can utilize all of our tools, all of our electric fencing. And I'll use an example. So if you have a 100-acre plot and you want to put 100 ewes on it with their lambs, you need to not just let them out because they're going to, oh, I like that clover. Oh, I like that alfalfa. They're going to be selective. So first thing, they're not getting the nutrition, the balanced ration that they need for proper growth, proper milk production, et cetera. Second thing is your pasture after a year, two, three is just going to look like a bunch of weeds with a clump of random clumps of stuff that the sheep like. So now your pasture doesn't have the sustainability of different species, different heights, you know, all that kind of stuff. So that hurts the pasture, but it also hurts for parasite management in the sheep flock. So if you can't have the plants growing up taller, then your sheep are eating really low to the ground where the feces are, where the parasites are. So pasture management and rotational grazing is not just, oh, this is great for the environment. When I say sustainable agriculture, and I say it all the time, I'm saying if you're not financially sustainable, if you're not pest management sustainable, you're not going to survive very long.
Yep. Yeah, it's a holistic view of sustainability, right? Because you can implement all of the environmental procedures in the world, but if at the end of the day you're not profiting and you're not able to continue into business next year, then what's the point of it all?
And so on that, you know, return on investment, if you can move your sheep once a day and have, let's say, two different rotations, one that you cut for hay, and then this one's for sheep, and then you swap out, you know, field one is sheep, field two is hay, and then you flip them the next year, you can help cut the parasite load, you can help cut how much feed you have to produce, buy, etc. So that return on investment just goes up as you manage your pastures.
Mm-hmm. James, can you explain the role of remote monitoring technology in managing sheep on pasture and how Gallagher solutions can help farmers keep track of their flocks?
So we don't necessarily have any solutions specifically for sheep at the moment. We're currently working on a sheep version of our eShepherd collars, which are like a virtual dog fence, working off of GPS. But one huge thing that you can use that is remote view is of your energizer, how much is going on your fence. So an example, Topsy Farm on Amherst Island, they have 400 acres doing rotational grazing with sheep, and they have a huge predation load. There is tons of foxes, tons of coyotes, and if that fence goes down, they won't know until they find a lot of lambs and sheep just laying in the field. So what we did with them is we got them our iSeries energizer with a app gateway, and they can hook it up to Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. Everybody can see everything that's going on that fence at all times. They have separate zones, so they can see, okay, this section is really high, but this section is really low, so I know where my problem is. They get alerts the second it dips below 5,000 volts. So they know, and they have the peace of mind that if something happens in the middle of the night, a branch falls on the wire, a coyote has gotten through underneath by, you know, sticking something, some grass, there's a high grass load, whatever, they know right away, and they can go out there and fix the problem before they lose any of their flock.
It sounds like a great piece of technology for peace of mind, which isn't always easy to come by for farmers. What are some of the key factors that sheep farmers should consider when setting up a fencing or EID system, and how can Gallagher assist with that process?
So for fencing side, It's the same basic principle. You get yourself the right perimeter fence for your situation. Everybody's situation is different. I've never made the same fence estimate for two people, and I've done hundreds of them at this point. So I say between 4 and 6 wires for sheep for the perimeter fencing, 4 wires if you have no predation at all and you just want to keep your sheep in, 5 if you have medium predation, 6 if you have very active and intelligent coyotes. Mm-hmm. And then on the inside, you would have a 2 to 4 wire separation fence for your rotational grazing. And what that means is, you know, sometimes you have sheep that are very stuck together. They're not going to roam. They're not going to try and get through that fence. 2 wires, fine. Sometimes you have sheep that have that mindset of the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. Mm-hmm. And so you need those 4 wires to stop them. So with that set up, 4 to 6 wires perimeter, 2 to 4 wires temporary on the inside. You can create different sized paddocks. You can continuously move them once a day, twice a day, as many times as you feel like. And that's the easiest, most basic level of setup. And then after that, we just need to look at the size of area for your energizer. And if you need a battery backup system, if your electricity is unreliable, or just a full solar system if you're out in the bush. And then on an EID system, there's so many weigh scales and or cages and sheep harnesses and all that stuff to weigh the sheep. So you just need to find the right one that works for you. And then all of our load bars, weigh feet, and hanging load cells work with 90% of the stuff that's on the market. And then you just need to find the scale head that's right for you. We have stuff that just gives a weight all the way up to high genetics.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Lots of options for farmers to get into it. So for all farm types, you offer weighing and electronic identification systems. Can you describe how these help sheep farmers improve their flock management?
Absolutely. Some sheep farmers, they just want to produce as much meat as possible, and they don't care. They just want to weigh them. We have a basic system for that. Some of them don't even want to weigh them. They just send them off to the abattoir, but they want to hook every lamb to every mother. So mothering, we have tag readers that can do that. You can scan, click mother, scan baby. You can have all of that linked up so that you don't have to write it down by hand, lose the piece of paper, forget that you have the piece of paper, wash it, all that kind of stuff. So it's data management in a whole. So again, if you want just the weight, we got that. If you want high genetics, we got that, and everything in between. If you don't measure it, if you don't collect the data, then you can't understand what's happening on your farm.
Mm-hmm. So something that we kind of touched upon before, but with more and more emphasis days being placed on continuously, moving to more sustainable farming practices, how do Gallagher's products support environmental sustainability for sheep farmers?
It goes back to that fencing, that rotational grazing, pasture management. I mean, if you just let your flock out on 100 acres and don't have any divisions, it's just here's the 100 acres, have fun. I mean, you might get 30, 40 days of feed, proper feed on that before you have to start bale grazing, supplementing with grains, everything else. If you properly manage it, you could get anywhere from 120 to, let's say, 240 days of feed off of your pasture. That means that that's an extra, you know, 200 days, let's say, at the best case scenario of feed that you don't have to buy. Where's that coming from? Is it coming from down the road? Or is it coming from Alberta when we're talking about hay and straw and everything else?
Yep.
So finding the right quality. I mean, you're buying it from someone, you don't know what that quality is. You're just hoping that it's high quality. You might have a ration made with that, and then it slightly changes as you go bale by bale. So that is a huge thing on the environmental sustainability, is buying less feed, utilizing your pastures. And then the great thing is once your pastures are well established and you have that rotational and everything's at the same height, you're capturing more carbon, putting it into the soil. Your root systems of your pasture are growing exponentially and all that carbon's being captured. So if we want to really dive down into the environmental, that's exactly what's happening when you manage your pastures with Gallagher fencing systems.
That's great. So if a producer's listening to this and they're interested in learning more about Gallagher products, what resources or support do you offer that help producers select the right products and optimize their use on their farm?
So first and foremost, am.gallagher.com. That's our website. And if you go to find us, you can see the territory managers and where we are. We are the only electric fence company with territory managers on the road available to come to your farm, have a conversation, a video chat, whatever you need to help you find the right solution. So I love going on farm or just having a Google Maps of the drawing, and I create them a quote. I talk to them about what their rotational grazing should be according to my suggestions, and we're there to help. So go to am.gallagher.com, find your local territory manager and start a conversation. But the other thing that I want to say for resources is talk to each other. Farmers are really good at talking for hours about absolutely nothing, and we're terrible about talking to each other about things that really matter. So in Quebec, when I was taking care of that territory, Brian Maloney of Broadleaf Farms and myself put together 10 pasture groups throughout Quebec so that people could come together and talk about these things. So Ontario Sheep Farmers has a great community. The AGM's coming up. I mean, break out, have a drink with someone at the happy hour and just chat about what's working and what's not working for you so someone else can hopefully take your advice.
That's perfect, James. And I will second that endorsement to look into our AGM and convention. If you're listening and you're already not aware, go to our website, find out more info. So James, looking ahead, what's next for Gallagher? Are there new innovations or developments in Ontario sheep that Ontario sheep farmers can expect in the coming years?
Right now, we're just trying to update all of our technology. So there's nothing really brand spanking new that's going to blow people's minds. But what we are doing is, again, part of that sustainability. Our packaging is changing from plastic to cardboard boxes. Our batteries are changing from lead acid to the lithium iron batteries. So they're sustainable and stable, I should say. So they're not the ones that would explode if you just left them out. So on our solars, that's what's happening. So we're just updating a lot of our products to, you know, work with the changing tides of technology and everything like that.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, James, for joining us and sharing your insights with our audience today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Join us next Wednesday for our interview with Jeff Cressman, who will be sharing an update about the Dairy Cooperative. Join us for the Ultimate Ontario Sheep Convention and AGM on October 25th and 26th, 2024 at the Cambridge Hotel Conference Center. This year's theme is Unlocking Profit Potential, and we've got a new format. The AGM kicks off Friday afternoon, followed by a banquet that evening. The convention continues Saturday with keynote speaker Dr. Mark Ferguson from NextGen Agra, and we'll have two satellite locations this year in Eastern Ontario and Northern Ontario. Register by October 2nd for early bird pricing. Don't miss out. Visit ontariosheep.org/2024AGM to secure your spot. If you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe through your podcast app to receive alerts for future episodes, and please consider sharing this podcast with your friends. For more Ontario Sheep Farmers content, follow us on social media at Ontario Sheep Farmers on Instagram and Facebook, at Ontario Sheep on X, and visit our website at ontariosheep.org.